Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, day two, week six, the home confinement shows. Hopefully you're, you know, not super depressed. We're just, boy, today's like a, I don't know, special tough day. Although I'm looking out the window and the sky is blue, and I'll go breathe some fresh air after this. What are you going to do today, Ben?
Well, I'm going to take over. As soon as I'm done here, I go out and I eat some oatmeal.
Nice.
I put some peanut butter in my oatmeal because I have the luxury of being home and having access to stuff. So I'll put some bananas and peanut butter in my oatmeal and eat that. And then I'm going to find something to do with a one-year-old for at least 2 hours.
Oh, my God. That's going to be so fun. Try the minivan again.
I'll do that's a yes.
Hi, you know what you do? Hide little stuffed animals in there. See if you can find them all.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah. I had to do crap once. I don't have to do that anymore. Thank God.
I had to do crap once.
Yeah, I made my own list. I made my list for today. I got stuff to do.
Very, very well put. What do you got to do?
Stuff, Mac. Make masks. I'm making dinner tonight, so I'm gonna have to go to the supermarket. They were out of everything I needed yesterday.
Oh.
I'll do that first.
Yeah, the sooner the better, right?
Yeah.
Make sure that you can get it before the shelf.
Exactly. I might even be there early enough to get toilet paper. Doubt it, but it's possible. I think I'm going to zip over right after this.
All right. Well, I've got some of the input we received from people who text us. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here is some of the stuff you guys sent us today. And we always appreciate this.
We do.
This is how we stay connected, through our text machine. At a drive-in, they have a radio station number you turn your dial to so that you can listen to the movie through the speakers in your car.
Oh, that's nice.
The number is usually in the high 80s or... Yeah, that. Now that I think about it, I do remember that as the last thing that happened when we... But I still, as a kid, remember that attachment you'd pull off the bar... Yeah. Next to your parking space.
A little gray speaker with a hook on it.
Yeah, and you'd hang it off the driver's side window.
Right. That's fun. Oh, you don't remember that, Bryn? You look confused.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, there was like a little speaker you had to pull into your car.
Nicole?
Yeah, that's a trip.
No, I know about the radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was pretty archaic, that speaker. And the one guy who had it next to his window was getting his head blown off.
Right. Turn it up, Dad!
I think they have that in Greece, right? That drive-in scene, they have that, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
So I know what you're talking about. I just have not experienced it.
Right.
It's too bad. I should watch Greece again. I got nothing else to do.
Right. I mean, you know, after you get your grocery shopping done, there you go.
Right.
Here's another suggestion.
Sing all
Vinny,
those songs.
If you have Disney Plus, there's a new Pixar movie streaming. It's called Onward. It's super duper cute. Yes, we in this house have seen that at least 30 times, and it is very, very good.
Yeah. 30 times is a lot.
Well, you know that.
I do.
Dexter's girlfriend is played by Julie Benz. Well, whatever Julie Benz is doing now, she is excellent in Dexter. Hmm. I don't know where she's at, but she's really good. Did you ever watch Mad Men? If so, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I haven't. That's actually something I could binge.
You will love it.
I know.
Mad
I
Men
hear such great things about it.
Excellent. And Don Draper is a character that you both love and hate. Mm. And that's a great sign. That's a sign of great writing, and it's a sign of great acting when you find yourself, he's despicable, but he's selfish, but he also has moments of weakness and moments of good deeds. And it's really, really, some of the stuff they do in that show, I just thought, wow, that was perfect. They actually show what it was like when the news broke about a particular assassination in that time period.
Right, right, right.
And they show it in a way where you go, oh, yeah.
When Someone's, does it start? In the 50s or the 60s? What,
I think
when
it's,
is
a,
it?
It's the 60s. But it's they show TV wheeled in on one of those, not a gurney, but what are those? whatever those. The
push
the,
carts.
The push cart on wheel. Yeah. The,
from the AV club. Like in class.
Right. They show the TV get wheeled in and plugged in, and then everyone gathers around the TV to watch this big moment in American history, and it's really neat the way it's done. It reminds you that that is the way it was done when we were in school.
Right.
So anyway, I think Mad Men's excellent to finish the thought. You should try it. Good morning, Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for the Bay Club segment. My father lives in a senior center in St. Louis and has been confined to his room. He is not allowed visitors. He is struggling, even though we as his family are speaking to him daily. No one is talking about a lot of the collateral damage that is occurring by this.
Right. I think about that, too. You know, if you had coronavirus and you had to go into the hospital and no one that you love, suddenly you are among strangers who are masked top to bottom, it's just to think that those would be, if you were to pass from it, that would be your last moments, not surrounded by friends and family. Horrible, horrifying. A lot of people going through really tough times right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 650 says, I live alone. I'm fine. Introvert and really busy teaching. You know, I have the ability to stay alone for long periods of time too. It's not the best thing for you though. And I'm not going to tell you your deal, but people are still, even if you're an introvert, we're very much social beings. And I know we can't get a hug right now from people, but hugs, kisses, attention is all good for your soul. So I hope you're okay. I hope you're really okay and not just telling yourself you're okay.
Yeah, I would not be good alone. I know that for a fact. I know me.
Yeah, I think that in general, even introverts need some people and some interaction.
Yeah.
It's great that you can go longer than most without it, but keep that in mind. My wife is a wedding photographer. All of her 2020 weddings have canceled.
Oh, boy, all of them. That's rough, especially if you got a deposit that you already spent. That's tough.
With Earth Day around the corner, I did a story about how climate change is affecting the future of our planet, as in people aren't going to have kids because of it. A sustainable lifestyle is possible for humans if we really want it, says 510. Yeah, I don't know.
Take a lot of work and sacrifice, and, you know, there are people who are willing to do it, and there are the masses who aren't.
Right, and they're all, yes, we can leave that there. I finally jumped on Survivor bandwagon this season, and now I can't wait for Wednesday nights and for your Friday episode breakdown. If you were resisting Survivor like I was, give in and jump on the bandwagon, especially now. We need this. I am glad you guys finally convinced me to watch, and I'm also so grateful you are broadcasting from your separate homes. Listener since the beginning. Love you guys.
Oh, love you too. Thank you. Nicole, Bryn, do you feel the same way? Like, now you think, oh, I'm always going to watch this show.
Yeah.
Okay, that wasn't very
No, I do. No, I do. I'm actually... I noticed like I'm really into it, and I noticed like there's already players that I just want to leave already. So, but I agreed with what you said last week. There's just too many people.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like right now.
Just so we like whittle this thing down faster or something.
Yeah. That's what I'm waiting. I'm waiting for like the hardcore stuff. And I feel like there's just too many people for that to happen.
It gets, yeah. And it's weird because they're not, the alliances are so not the way they normally are. Like a lot of times there's really tight alliances, mm-hmm. but it actually makes it more interesting because you really don't know who's going to go home each week. It's crazy. It's very, very different this time.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I feel like the way I would play if I were going in is I would get locked in with someone and then I would try to make that thing go. That's like that,
right?
A real alliance. Like I'm really, it's you and me, and we either make it or we go down together.
Right.
But I wouldn't play that whole, now I'm turning on the person I've made a deal with because it's the best thing for my game. I think that in its own way screws you up because now people see that you are wishy-washy and aren't, and now you're someone that can't be trusted by anybody.
Right.
So you're doomed either way.
It's a weird game with all winners. It's a weird time to actually start watching it too, because it isn't like a typical season. So I hope you'll watch if we ever get another season of it.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. What's going to happen next?
I know. Well, here's another one. Hey guys, since Survivor won't be new after this season, should we go back and rewatch past seasons?
Sure. They're all available.
Yeah.
I'll probably understand more.
Yeah. There have been some really great seasons. I would say in the last 5, 6, 7 years, they've really just gotten it to where it's really great. Early on, there were a few years of lag, but then they really upped their game. But that first season was like nothing I'd ever seen. It was incredible.
Sarah, IKEA released their meatball recipe. It's on CNN's website.
It's awesome. Vinny told me. I'm so excited. I'm making dinners this week, so maybe I'll make that tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's it's everywhere. And they actually wrote the recipe like the instructions on their dumb furniture. Sorry,
hilarious.
The furniture's fine. I have a ton of it here. But the instructions are written. They look just like the instructions that come with their shelf units.
That's so funny.
Hey, Vinny.
The Bogorkin shelves.
Your news article on bare bottom farting definitely caught my attention. I would love to give you a bare bottom spanking.
Oh, well. Somebody's into our little Connie.
Vinny, you must watch Black AF on Netflix. You will understand the family dynamic and totally appreciate the father's point of view. Hilarious. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm rewatching Dexter right now, so something new would actually be welcome.
If you haven't watched Sex Education yet on Netflix, that is a freaking great show.
That's a good one. Yeah, I saw that one.
It is just, it's touching, it's funny, it's one, I love that show.
Nicole, when you say you saw that one, you mean the whole season?
There's two seasons.
Yeah, sorry. There's two seasons.
Both seasons you've seen.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, I can't wait for season 3. I hope we get one of those soon.
Me too.
Oh my God, Vinny, I just had the most epic drive to work. I'm an essential worker. You played Crazy Train from Trolls, and my 3-year-old son went crazy nuts for it. Yeah, it's a weird thing that they cast Ozzy and used one of his songs in Trolls World Tour, and my kid likes Ozzy now.
It's great. It's awesome.
I guess he had to be presented in a way that was palatable.
There you
go.
You
know, as opposed to this guy is famous for biting the head off a bat and being an extreme alcoholic.
Daddy. Daddy, can we listen to Justin to the beepster? Daddy.
Yeah, I don't mind Biebs. We can put on Bieber. Sure.
I'm a believer.
Unfortunately, the Bieber show that we were planning to go to doesn't look like it's going to happen.
That sucks. Poor Isla. Well, she has her new doll, Joss, to keep her company.
Uh-huh.
They can sing Bieber songs together.
Blair's Did Billy out. Ray just pull a Jaden Smith? That song sounds like Beck.
Hmm.
The song sounded like, what was that song Takeoff of? That sounded like Pepper by the BH Surfers to me. But yeah, he definitely.
Well, it also sounded enough like the Lil Nas X song that he's clearly trying to recapture something.
Well, I doubt it was released for sale, so he's probably fine as far as lawsuits go.
I just want the views. I want to go viral.
I love Long Island, Sarah. Lost my coffee, but worth it. More of her, please.
Thank you very much. All right, then.
That's a Boston accent. That's not Long Island.
Well, I don't really know anybody from Long Island, so I'm doing my best.
Well, yeah, you do. My mom's from Brooklyn, but the whole family ended up on Long Island.
Oh, the whole family.
So I've been to Long Island many, 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 many times.
Masks. That's why I always just do this weird thing with their A's. Yeah.
Dua and water.
Water.
Dwug and Dwan. I don't know, understand what it is. People used to definitely.
I do my best, you know.
Mom's accent was stronger, there were people who would stop and listen and be like, what did you just say? I need you to start over.
What,
go
you
slow.
Can't understand me? Huh? What part of that didn't you understand?
How do you vet babysitters to keep kids safe? I don't know. I'd like to think you have a friend of the family that can, you know, FaceTime your kid, and maybe there's
The 40-year-old guy is probably out.
Right.
You know, but the 15-year-old who lives down the street might be all right.
My name's Larry, and I'm a babysitter. How many kids do you have?
No, Larry. Thanks anyway.
What do you mean no? I was a kid once, and I know about kids. I have some books that I could read them.
I saw a lady magazines. In Target with a ratty pair of cut-up men's boxer briefs on her face. She had the elastic over her nose and clipped behind her head and had... Oh, I lost it.
Oh, boy.
Well, whatever.
Hey, you know.
Whatever works.
Right. I guess.
I was telling you guys, a t-shirt sleeve will work fine, too. You cut the sleeve off right there, and you use the finished part over the top of your nose.
Yeah.
Pull it down over your face. It'll work better than nothing. Georgia's coronavirus death toll will likely go up soon, I bet. Yeah, as they plan to go back to work, they're releasing some of the restrictions in Georgia. We'll see. That may be the test market for us all getting back.
Yeah.
I hope it goes great.
Goes well, right. So do I. I hope nobody's grandma dies, et cetera.
Sarah, I never got tested, but I definitely had something similar to John, feeling lightheaded, slight body ache, slight fever, and feeling tired. It's allergy season.
It is, and John has wicked allergies.
Right, so it could be that, is what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that's the case.
I hope so, too. I really don't know what's, you know, I just feel so bad for him. There's nothing we can do, and you can't go to the doctor. And
So you're helping. You're doing what you can. You're making
dinner.
I'm doing
what I can, right.
You're going to feed him some IKEA meatballs.
I'll do that tomorrow. Well, maybe I will. We have that beef stew that's left over. I'll probably have that tomorrow for leftovers. Maybe I'll do it Thursday, Benny.
That gets us through most of our texts, everyone. Thanks so much for sending those in.
Yeah, thank you for checking in with us. We appreciate it. Thanks for every minute you give us listening. It's weird times.
Absolutely.
You're a part of our routine, just like hopefully we stay a part of yours. All right, we'll take a quick break and be back to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening today. Day 2 of week 6 of quarantine is it's in the bag. This was
is that
one.
Right? Day 2. Oh, yeah, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You ever dream you're married to Jane?
No. Have you?
No, me neither. I was curious.
Why do you ask?
Well, I just was curious if you
did. Did someone write in that they were dreaming of being married to Jane?
No, I'm curious if you dream of being married to Jane. Do
Wouldn't
you?
That make me the crypt keeper?
I don't. Jane is an interesting mix of both goth and pop. she's an interesting mix of like, I don't know. I wonder. Okay, so I do dream of being married to her. I wonder.
I knew it.
I wonder if she's, because she's kind of modern but old timey as well. And you know, she's very put Morticia. Together. Yes. I wonder if she lets the people in her house see her prior to the finished product.
Putting it all together.
Or do you have to stay out of that side of the house until she walks out and it presents the image she wants you to see?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, I can't really picture her without the whole, like, because certainly we've never seen her.
No.
Without the whole thing put together. She really, I mean, she is sticking with that. So that's what you, when you dream of being married to Jane, it's really all about.
I guess what I'm saying is the Ask Me Anything, I would love to get her in on the Ask Me Anything segment, which is, are we still doing that this Friday?
We are. We're doing that this Friday.
Your Ask Me Anything is this Friday at 10 o'clock.
This Friday at 10. Britt and I are going to be topless for it. So, you know, just wanted to make it worth your while. It won't be. I mean, it'll be great.
What a hook. No, that'll be incredible. And there's no doubt you're going to bring bodies to the...
Well, I want to make sure you watch, you know. had to put a hook in there for you, Ben.
I do, you know, weirdly, I do know most of the answers to most of the questions, having worked with you this long. Yeah. But, you're right. Topless Sarah, I'll tune in for that.
Yeah, what if I get the, you know, what if I stand up by accident?
Oh, so like, oh, you'll be like this the whole time.
Yeah.
Up, just neck up.
I'm thinking upper chest up, you know.
We're going to get to see some shoulder and some freckles.
Oh, sure. Shoulder, freckles, it'll all be there.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I guess
probably
I'm politicking.
Probably pants on, though. You know. What?
I guess my point is I'm politicking for Jane to get a day as well. Next Friday, after Friday, we should get Jane. And
definitely. I don't know the answer to Jane's questions, and I'll write some for that.
Right.
For sure.
Are people allowed to see you before you get it all put together?
Right. Yep. How much of that glitter eyeshadow do you go through? Like, is that you know how you can set up on Amazon like almost a subscription to something?
Yes.
Like I get a new thing every month. Like, does she have to do that? You know?
I'm looking forward to Jane's segment on
me
Ask
too.
Me Anything.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got to get through mine first. All right, listen, have a great day, you guys. We'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Bye-bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.